for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Ha, a little toe-tapping, fiddle-do, yeah. Come on in to my house right now. We'll have us a fine time. Man, I'm not going to get back to Louisiana until September. That's going to be one whole year in between trips. But we do have a week in New Orleans planned, so that'll be fun. Catch the old LSU Ole Miss game. Oh, yeah, baby. That's old home week right there. Welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the House. I'm here with my son, Romy, my wife, Jennifer, and our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D. And we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. Feel free to give us a ring. We tried our best to get the lines cleared during the top of the hour. If you've got a project or something around the house you'd like to visit on, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We've been answering Arizona homeowners' questions for 30 years. Why don't you see if you can ask us a question we've never been asked before? That would be hard. We've been asked everything. And the answers to all those questions are on our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, which is a website you should have earmarked as bookmarked as a favorite, because it is like an encyclopedia for Arizona homeowners. Think about it. We've been on the air 30 years. We've been asked hundreds, probably thousands of questions. All the answers to all those questions you can find on our website. So you go to the website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, go to the search engine, and just type in home security. Scroll over to the left side of the homepage and click exact search, exact phrase. And then you'll get a consumer's guide there for preparing your home to be safe for when you leave for your week-long camping trip up on the rim or your month-long trip to the East Coast to visit relatives up in Vermont this summer or wherever it is you go away for the Arizona summers. A great guide on home security master checklist that you really ought to take the time to download, print, read it, study it, and take a look at, as well as our current topic of the week, your attics. And you homeowners that think it's smart to throw thousands of dollars of insulation and radiant barrier and power fan ventilators up in your attic to cool it off for all that it's going to save you on your electric bill are wasting your money. If you take a look at your March utility bill in an all-electric home and your October utility bill, they were probably very close to each other. You're not air conditioning in those months, and you're not heating on those months. Those months are what we call your base load. That's probably the lowest bill you're going to have all year. And for a typical Arizona home, you go to June or July, and you see the highest bill. And it's not unusual from the lowest to the highest to be twice. If you can usually get by in the winter for about $100 a month, the summer's going to cost you about $200.
And I know the equalizer payments are easier for a lot of people, but it really adds a layer of complication in determining your value energy savings.
If you budget pay, then you have to know how to read your total kilowatt consumed and your peak load. So when people look at their bill in July, August, September, and they're seeing bills of $200, $225, $250, very often they come to the incorrect conclusion that it's costing me $250 to air condition my house. It's not. You've got a whole base load in there before you even turn your air conditioner on. Your air conditioner is probably about half of your total summer bill. The heat in your attic only impacts 8% of your air conditioning bill. So for this average home that has a $100 baseload, a $200 summer bill, the temperature in your attic only impacts 10% of your air conditioning bill. $10 in 1 month is what your attic is costing you.
If your summer high is $200.
Yeah, right. So why would you spend several thousand dollars trying to cool off your attic? You'll never get a return on investment.
Take a long time. You know, I've discovered something that will pay huge dividends for people with a lot of, for homes with a lot of people in it. Find the primary door of use and find the hardest spring hinges on the market.
There you go. There you go.
That every time that opened, that door just comes slamming back shut.
And, you know, we had the call last hour about the fella wanting to cool off that bathroom. And I told him a return air. Now, if you return air a bathroom, in a bathroom that's just freshly been used, you could be distributing an odor through the house. That wouldn't be the most pleasant. So I'm going to rethink what I told him. Generally, I will add a return air to any room I'm trying to cool off, but I'm sorry, not to a bathroom.
What made you suddenly think of that?
Well, I don't know, but I'm sorry I didn't think about it while I had him on the phone. All right, we've got Rick, who's been waiting very patiently, almost a half hour to talk to us. We've got Bill in Chandler. We got Sharon in Tucson, but let's get to Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for being so patient.
Yes, sir. I have a manufactured home. Okay. This is my first manufactured home. We downsized.
Okay.
And we have the, you know, how manufacturers come just with siding.
Right.
Well, we decided to get it stuccoed.
Okay.
And my thought that with the styrofoam in there and the mud, would it give me more energy savings in the summertime and wintertime versus just the siding on there?
Yeah. Have you already done it, Rick, or you're thinking about doing it?
No, I've already done it, Rosie.
Yeah, okay. Well, you probably noticed fairly quickly that it did help you. You've done what we talked about. This was our topic for last week, outsolation. Uh-huh. You've added 1 inch of rigid insulation, which is about an R7, to the outside of your home, which is about the equivalent of adding an R14 or 15 to the inside of your home. So the only thing, if I could have caught you before you did it, the only thing I would have taking a look at is, what is the vintage of this manufactured home? What year is it built?
I think it was like a 92.
Okay. So it has decent windows. Uh-huh. But I would have encouraged you to take a look at investing in the windows first, because they are the holes in your insulation envelope. And if we get your walls, you know, if that's a 2x4 wall, so it has an R11 bat in it, and you've added an R7 to the outside of that, and did you take the siding off, or did you just apply the foam over the top of the siding?
Over the siding.
Okay. So the siding had an R value. Let's give that one. The sheetrock on the inside has an R value. Let's give that one. You know, all of a sudden we're at 13 on the wall, a 7 on the outsolation, plus the stucco. You're at about an R20, 21 on that wall, which is good. But your windows are an R1.5. So your windows are your biggest loss of comfort in a home.
Uh-huh.
So make sure you've got sunscreens that are spaced off of the window. We like to put little spacers so that the heat transfer doesn't go from the frame of the screen to the frame of the window. And it creates a little airspace between the screen itself and the outside piece of glass. I mean, a 1990s manufactured home, you've got insulated glass, right?
Yeah, well, she just replaced all the windows before we moved in.
Perfect.
She replaced them all with dual pane, good quality windows.
Then you're about as good a shape as you could be. Make sure you get the windows shaded any way you can. And I think you haven't been in the home long enough to know how much your investment's going to save you. But I will tell you this: you're going to be in a more comfortable home.
Wonderful. Hey, Rosie, how do you check the insulation on your manufactured home if there's only four vents on each front and back? How do you know how much insulation is on top of that roof? There's no crawl space that I know of in there.
Yeah, you won't be able to. In the 90s, they would have been putting an R30 bat in there.
Okay.
But here's what you do, Rick. Go to O'Reilly Auto Parts and buy yourself a thermal imaging pistol for about $15, $20.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the summer, just go around the house and use that thermal imaging pistol to target and find out where the hot spots in the house are. You're going to find it isn't the ceiling. It may be warm where the lights are or where the exhaust vents are, but you're still going to find the hot spots are still the windows and doors in the outside walls. So that's the other way I tell people to get off your attic binge. You're probably fine in the attic, Rick. Appreciate the call. And again, man, thanks for being so patient. It took us a while to get to you there this morning.
And we mentioned this last week with a caller who was looking at doing the same thing, but he didn't stucco it. If you are in a manufactured home and you're looking to add siding to the exterior, before you stucco it, you really need to look at some kind of brick veneer. Echelon makes a great product. It's a foam panel that goes on the side of your home, so the pattern's there for you. All you have to do is add the mortar, set the brick. It's very user-friendly. And I won't rehash all the reasons why I would do that over stucco, but the payoff and the investment is much better on a brick veneer than a stucco if you're looking to add it to a manufactured home.
That's a good look. With the desert sun blazing year-round, your home needs to have fortress-level protection against intense sun rays and oppressive heat. Hey y'all, Rosie here. Unfortunately, Pella Impervia fiberglass windows and doors are built to withstand the Southwest climate and stay looking great for years. And it gets better. These energy-efficient Pella products can help keep your home more comfortable. So when you leave the sauna outside, you're greeted with a rejuvenating burst of cool air inside. The team from your local Pella Window and Doors of Scottsdale or Tucson can finish your installation project in as little as a day. You're just a short call away from a cooler, better-looking, more energy-efficient home. Visit the showroom in Scottsdale or call 877-987-3552 to lock in your Pella savings now. That's 877-987-3552. Call Pella now.